In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is born. Father Alexander Schmemann said, every birth, every entrance of a new human being into the world, every life, is a miracle of miracles. A miracle that explodes all routine, for it marks the start of something unending. The start of a unique, unrepeatable human life. The beginning of a new person. And with each birth, the world is itself, in some sense, created anew and given as a gift to this new human being to be his life, his path, his creation. Brothers and sisters, in the case of the holy birth of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, the pre-existing eternal Son of God entered history and became a new human being, divine and human in the mystery of the incarnation. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. The Lamb of God has been born on earth, granting redemption to the world. The Word who rests in the bosom of the Father has come forth without seed from the Virgin. The wise men were struck with amazement, seeing him born as an infant in Bethlehem. Let all creation glorify him. The uniqueness of this birth in Bethlehem, brothers and sisters, is that it is also our birth. It is also our birth. It is the renewal of Adam. It is the renewal of all who would be united to God through Jesus Christ. He comes to restore the image which he made in the beginning. We sing in the services. Adam had fallen and God came down to raise him up. We are Adam. That's all of us. We are all represented by Adam and Eve. We are all of the race of Adam and Eve. Now, in Jesus Christ, we are born again of water and the Spirit, a new humanity, reborn through baptism and chrismation and nurtured in the Holy Eucharist, a new race of Adam through Jesus, the new Adam. With all the rioting and strife and chatter now concerning the questions of race, we speak today on this great and holy day of a race transcending all race. The only race that matters, the Christian race. First it was the Jewish race, and now it's the Christian race, encompassing all tongues and all human races. As our Holy Father, St. Ephrem the Syrian, wrote, Mary bore the silent babe, while in him were hidden all tongues, all the peoples of the earth, all the tongues and nations and races and colors were hidden in him. St. Ephrem continues, the High One became as a little child, and in him was hidden a treasure of wisdom sufficing for all. While he was lying on his mother's bosom, in his bosom were all creatures lying. We're all equal in Christ. We are all equal in Christ. And more than that, we are all called to holiness in him, to a new life, called to respond to our high calling to be sons and daughters of God, that we might receive the adoption of sons, as we heard in our epistle to the Galatians. And no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ. The expectation is given to us, brothers and sisters, of a great inheritance as children of our Heavenly Father. The Son of God came to earth and took on our humanity to make the sons of Adam into sons of God, adopted into the heavenly family, no more to be merely of the earth, but have to have our conversation in heaven. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. The intimate union between God and man has been restored. The redemption of the human race, where we are no longer a slave to sin and death, but restored to the original condition, which had been destroyed by the fall and sin. Our Lord came down to lift us up. Our Lord came down to lift us up and to take us to himself. He was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So come, brothers and sisters, let us glorify him. Let us glorify him on this bright day of his holy nativity. Let us remain with him and be identified with him now and through all eternity as children of God, of the Christian race, the people of Jesus Christ, the new Adam, that God became man who gives us to God. We belong to him. We live in him. And because of him, we live forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born.